She said no one, when she was took over as governor, she said she reached out to CEOs across the state to drum up some jobs. She said none of the CEOs, not one of them asked me about the flag. She said, we really kind of fixed all that when you elected the first Indian-American female governor. See, this is the point I'm making. They think they fixed all that.
But do you think that the flag, I mean, I agree, they should take that flag down. But do you think that's why this young man shot up that church? I think it's really...
Well, we can never know why someone snaps, but I bet you I know where he got his news.
Yeah.
I mean... I looked at, because we're coming on the show, I looked at your website the last week. It was a lot of stories about black people. A lot of stories. Same with Matt Drudge. I mean, I think they present a really twisted view. I'm not surprised this guy thought they're taking over the country. Obviously, he's a warped mind. That goes into it. But I don't think it was video games. And I do think the media is responsible to a degree.
Well, I think it was...
I think there is... I mean... You know, I wouldn't say we should be droning Fox News, but we did drone Anwar al-Awlaki because he inspired people. He didn't do any terrorist acts, he just inspired
them. Let me just challenge you on this real quick. You have talked on shows in the past a lot. I think you did a documentary that was anti-religion.
Right.
This guy goes into a church and shoots up a church. I would not accuse you of inspiring people to act violently because of your anti-religious rhetoric. That would be wrong of me to do. I think it's inappropriate to call.
But Matt, that's a non sequitur in this case. Because religion was not the point. The point
he didn't go to a bowling alley. Oh. He didn't go to a rock concert.
He went to a storied black church, probably the most famous black church in South Carolina, if not in the country, the birthplace of the African Methodist
ministry. But wait,
And said, I'm here to kill
black people. And he sat and worshiped with Christian, African American Christians at an AME church for an hour. And then he killed them. I think it's safe to say religion had something to do with it.
Seriously?
But, if I